Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, this is AEW wrestler Colt Cabana, and thank you for supporting Wrestle Talk. Listen, subscribe, like, and review. And while you're at it and on the internet, please subscribe to my brand new podcast, Wrestling Anonymous. Anonymous wrestling stories told by you, the wrestling fans. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. That's Wrestling Anonymous. All right, let's start the show.
Support WrestleTalk.
Give us a subscribe.
Hey, everybody, I'm John Cena.
Hey, it's professional wrestler Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
Hey, I'm Double J, Jeff here.
This is Rich Swann.
Matt Riddle, the King of Rose.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Do it, bro.
Support Ollie. Support Luke. Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Home of Luke Owen. Whatever WrestleTalk is and whoever Luke Owen is. Quote the Raven. Nevermore.
WrestleTalk.
Hey, you cool cats and predictions kittens. And yes, before you do say anything in the comments, my voice is gone. Hello and welcome to the AEW Double or Nothing 2021 Predictions Warfare. You didn't see last night's Quizzlemania. Two boys fisted each other back together like renegade masters. The WrestleTalk OGs. Back once again, fist me, bro, because we are going to be taking on Los Injobables down there, who also lost at Quizzlemania last night. And the winners of
we
this warfare will be inserted into a triple threat match against champion Laurie Blake at Jelly in the Celly next month. So there is a lot on the line here. You two upstarts have come in here demanding matches and demanding predictions and all that. Well, we're going to squash you into the ground like we did last night, sort of. And you're not.
You came last.
Celly.
Yeah, but you got zero points on That's My Line.
Yep, you didn't win though, did you? Didn't win.
Meltwa.
Nor did you.
Like the UK. Like this great country we live in. That's right, I'm going to cut a Cody promo on you. That's right. The UK is, it stands alone as an island at the top of the world, getting nil poir at Eurovision. And people like you, Tempest, come in and try and take our YouTube wrestling channels. Us Brits have a domination over wrestling YouTube. You can't do it. And we are the Mega Jams, aren't we? Aren't
That's
we,
right. Oh, yeah.
Mega Jams. Yeah. And we're going to turn you into jam. We're going to squash you into jam, and I'm going to make this about country versus country when it hasn't been before.
I'm also from the UK. Okay.
That works really well when the other member of this team is also from the UK.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, it does make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
It just makes sense.
Well, it makes Ollie, perfect
I think
sense
you
to me.
Solved racism.
I think that if you really want to, you know, get over with the fans now as part of this whole getting rid of the jacket and everything, the perfect way to do that is to emulate the Cody promo that was so over with fans and everyone unequivocally loved that promo.
He's my boy! Mm-hmm. I
mean, just wrap yourself in a giant flag.
Everyone in the comments is on our side, so well done us. Anyway, we are doing AEW... Ollie Davis, elbow dropping and knee dropping his jacket there. That's right, Ollie. You show it who's boss. You're the boss.
You're the one that put the hat jacket on in the first place.
Okay.
This is your partner. This is your partner, Luke.
Yeah. And you know what, Tempest? He's also my best friend. And people like you have been trying to keep us apart and not anymore. Forming together like Voltron.
People like you, Canadians.
Yeah, Canadians. You're the real problem here. Anyway, it is time for AEW predictions for Double or Nothing. So we're going to be doing things slightly differently now because we are men of the people, Ollie and I. We read through the comments that you gave us on the Backlash predictions, and what you basically said was, what was the point of that? You all said the same things. You're absolutely right. So we have changed up the way that we're doing our predictions from now on. The team who is going to pick first is going to be picking their most confident match. So they could pick, I don't know, Miro versus Lance Archer as their most confident, make their prediction. The team who goes second cannot make the same prediction. That way, it should keep things a lot more varied. It should make our live streams a lot more interesting. It should make this show more interesting as well. Please give us some feedback in the comments. With that said, I am going to roll a six-sided die here from the Ghostbusters 2 board game. If I roll an even, it will be me and Ollie picking first. If it is an odd, because you lads are odd, it will be you, Dingbats. Bollocks, it was a three. Okay, so you get to pick first then.
Great perfect idea, Luke. Could have said it was us.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, sorry about that.
Are you insinuating that you cheat?
No, it was a proper die. If I was cheating, I'd have just
given it to you. No, I'm insinuating that Ollie said you should cheat.
Not here in England. Pete.
He's a different man now, Pete. Does you wouldn't even do something like that.
Well, I think Tempest, there's a pretty obvious answer that we can go for here first.
Yes.
That I think is the most confident answer that we could have for the show. The most easy to predict match, which I think will probably be the AEW World Title match, Kenny Omega versus Orange Cassidy versus Pac. I think Kenny Omega will be retaining.
What? Not Orange? No, you're right. It's Kenny Omega to retain. Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. Lock it in.
Yeah. 100%. First prediction done. You cannot predict Kenny.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, that was
I suppose we'll go for Pac then. Because I don't think it's... I think Cassidy's in there to take the pin.
Oh, I think... Well, okay, that's interesting because I figure that like Pac's the odd one out in this match. I feel like this is a feud between Cassidy and Omega. That Pac is just a part of. So if it's not going to be Omega, which I by the way, I do think it is going to be Omega, but if we can't pick Omega, then I think Cassidy is our next best option.
I've seen people make this argument. Yeah. I think the Cassidy Omega thing is the way booking should be done, which is to build Cassidy up to Omega's level, like not to Omega's level, but to make him seem more on par. So when he is beaten, it's, you know, he's got something. There's some substance there as opposed to just, you know, like another company. They just chuck a third person in there to lose and then float back down the card. Whereas Pac, so I think he's been built up to lose. Whereas Pac is very protected in AEW. And I think there's a story that they can run with that Omega has never beaten him as well.
Do you know what? You are, you're my best friend. You're my tag partner in this, and I trust you implicitly. So I'll give you this one. I'm going to try and make a claim later on because I think you and I are going to differ on it. But I think that, yeah, we should go. Let's go with Pac then. I'll go with your judgment on this. We'll pick Pac. Thank you very much. Thank you, Editor Rich. You can update the board. Okay, right. Well, that means it's now our pick. So what match do we feel the most confident about? Also, been told by the comments, Stephen Larson do this. So unintentionally stole their gimmick. Sorry, boys. I'll message Steve after the show.
They stole that. Quizzlemania Championship.
Mm-hmm. Our Quizzlemania Championship. Thank you very much.
You didn't win it though, did you? Davis, which is actually first loser. Davis, what match do you want to pick next?
So I've got my list. I'm going to go with Serena Deeb versus Rio, Serena Deeb to retain the NWA Women's Title, right. A late addition to the pre-show.
Exactly, yes. This is on the buy-in. It was only announced yesterday, I think. So I think that's a really, really smart move because I don't think the Riho is taking that belt. I still think they're building Serena Deeb for Thunder Rosa. So I say we go with Deeb on that one, please. Oh, apparently Rich does not have that graphic. So that's bad for us. Okay, so anyway, Pete and Tempest. That means that you have got... Riho to win. How do you feel about that?
Well, we're in the early goings of this prediction now, aren't we? So we're going to get saddled with a few predictions we wouldn't necessarily make. That's okay. I think it's an outside chance at best that Riho will walk away with this title, but crazier things have happened. They like Riho a lot. And if someone's going to carry an NWA Women's World title, it should be a really good worker, and Riho fits that bill.
Yeah. I mean, we might not have made that prediction ourselves, but we'll just have to make it up with our next one, won't we, Tempest?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Smart partner.
Who do we want to go for next? Just looking at the card. I think we could go for the TNT title match, honestly. Doing Miro versus Lance Archer, because I'm pretty certain that Miro's going to retain because he only just won it.
Or Dante Martin.
It's not. No.
There's a match for the TNT title tomorrow night on Dynamite.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Sure is. And I don't think Dante Martin is going to be beating Miro. Bye, Luke.
So much I just thought he was being Ollie. Very still.
Yeah. So I'd like to. What do you think, Tempest? I'd like to go for Miro against Lance Archer because
I think
Dante Martin's not winning on Dynamite. No. It's going to be Miro versus Lance Archer. And I think Miro is going to beat Lance Archer also.
Also, this is what you get for picking Luke as your partner, Ollie. He will abandon you when the time comes. The you know he will.
The problem with running so many sort of hacking angles is when actual technical issues occur, it will look like an angle. I'm pretty sure Luke's internet just died. So you're going with Miro,
for the
TNT title. Well, that saddled us with Lance Archer. Not much we can do about that. I think it's going to be Miro as well. Way too early to take the title off of him. But with Lance. But Luke seems to be back, so we can at least discuss. Over here. There we are.
Let me do it.
So we did Miro versus Lance Arch just now. They went for Miro.
Yeah.
Oh
God. Has he gone again?
I needed his help on this one.
Now that it's happened a second time, this really looks like an angle.
Okay. Let's get rid of it.
We don't work with hacking. We work with explosions.
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
Yeah.
So next up, because me and Luke did talk this over slightly, Sting and Darby Allin versus Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page. And our theory is that, we know that this is Sting's first match in front of people, but it's not actually his first match back. He had the cinematic match, which they won, him and Darby. Our idea is this is a longer feud. Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page have just been like, mate, I think this has been a pretty boring, repetitive story, and Sky and Page have been made to look pretty cowardly. So they get their win here, building to Darby and Sting winning down the line. And Darby can sell his broken arm still as well.
First off, apologies. It turns out that I'm not the only one that is ill. My laptop just shut down. And then it sent me a message being like, there was a problem. We'll be restarting shortly. So apologies, but I'm back now. My internet stopped working. I'm here now. But also, I agree with you. I would also make the argument as well that I think... Yeah, like on paper, it seems to make sense that Sting would win his first match, like his first match in ring in front of people. But you could make the argument that you're not putting over younger stars by having Sting win. And I think that there is someone else later down the line that they're not going to be putting over as a young star. And the sort of the veteran is going to win. So I think you want to put the younger stars over in this match because you don't want AEW to be the promotion that, hey, they don't put over any of their young stars. It's just the old vets that keep winning. So I think on this one, Paige and Sky.
Quite, I don't know about you, Pete. Quite happy to see Sting and Darby fall to us.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, the first big show back with a full audience, Sting's first match since 2015. I don't know how this is going to go. I think this could be a close one, but Sting coming out on top in his first match, I think, is a pretty good thing.
Yeah. I'm quite happy we got that.
Hey, Luke.
Hey, Tempest. Did Sting win his first match in WWE?
This isn't WWE. There's no Triple H here.
This match isn't against Triple H.
You don't know that.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah,
you don't know. You know, Ethan Page could be the Triple H of AEW. You don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
I will say anyway, right now, if Triple H ends up in this match, I will take my mask off on stream.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. There's a reason
to
tune in.
That's all you'll do?
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
What do you mean? That's all you do? Do you not know anything about the history of Lucha Mask? Did you not watch the explained video that Laurie did?
He's Canadian.
I'm from England. I don't have to watch anything else.
Anyway, Dane Bats, do you want to pick your next match? What are you most confident about?
What are you thinking, Tempest?
I'm getting over the disrespect of Lucha Masks from this incorrigible Brit. I think the next one we go with here is another championship match.
Yeah.
This incorrigible Brit. Not all Brits are incorrigible. I'm not.
You're making this about countries and nations. How could I?
At least I'm the heel in this situation. You started
What's
it.
What's a heel?
I think we go with another title match. I think it's been a long time coming. Britt Baker coming out on top as the AEW Women's World Champion.
Yes, I'm with you. 100%. 100%. It's got to be Britt. They've been building her up pretty much since AEW started to be AEW Women's Champion. Her injury sidelined her for ages, and since she's come back, she's just been built up and built up and built up and built up. She is like the figurehead of the AEW Women's Division, and I think this would be a really poor choice if they have Shida retain again.
100% now, agree.
I'm not too sad about getting Shida in this one, because I think there is a bigger story to be told here. Particularly, like, you know, I think they are building Baker for Thunder Rosa and doing Baker Thunder Rosa 3, but I think they're going to do Rosa going after Deeb first and getting the NWA Women's Belt back, which is a way for you to artificially extend Shida versus Baker and do a second round of that. So I think I'm quite happy to have Shida there. Yes, Ollie.
I disagree with you. I mean, there's nothing we can do. They've picked, but I think Baker wins the title here. I think Rosa quickly wins the NWA title, and you build them both as champions. And then you sort of, you don't have a championship unification, but you have someone hold both belts eventually.
Right. Okay. Well, it's up to us to pick next. And if I may, allow me to make a pick here. Cody Rhodes.
Uh-huh.
Cody Rhodes beats Anthony Ogogo. And this is what I was building to earlier by saying that I think you put over Paige and Sky because you're not putting over Ogogo in this match. It is Cody Rhodes coming out as the American Dream in America. And he said that he's wearing the red, white, and blue. He is jizzing over the American flag. You're not beating him right now. Not with the evil foreign heel. He is going to be all over that flag, shagging it to hell and high water and winning this match.
Can I just point out that Luke has said, please let me have this one.
Let me have this
one. And it's only because I love Cody like a brother that I am allowing this. But I really think it's a go-go. I think, you know, Cody gets so much flack for beating everyone all the time. Like the QT Marshall victory, that I thought that was building him up to lose to Ogogo. You put Ogogo over Strong. But we've gone with Rhodes.
I say we go with Rhodes, man. Let me have this one. If I'm going to give you pack, let me have this one. So you've got Ogogo, boys. What do you make of that?
Wake me up before Ogogo. I'm all about it. I'm all about it.
The story's been organically built for Ogogo to win. Like, they've been pushing him so strongly on Dynamite recently. It's kind of absurd. And don't get me wrong, I could totally see Cody winning because it's Cody in it. But also, I feel like him doing the whole patriotism, red, white, blue, America's great, etc., will just lead to even more heel heat for Ogogo when he does win. I think it's building up even more for Ogogo to be even more like, and UK's better.
Pete, You hit the nail on the head there, mate, when you said that Ogogo is being built up and protected so well on TV, all for Cody to beat him on pay-per-view. Like, it makes the most sense in the world for Cody
it's
to
totally
get the
possible.
Win here.
Totally
but
possible.
What about that article that Cody needs to F off more than anyone in the history of effing off has ever effed off?
did you not see Cody as well? His other thing, you know, the backlash he got for the promo. He's like, hey, we focus grouped it. We focus tested that. And it was really positive.
Yeah,
he is the babyface in this. And I think the babyface is getting the win here on the pay-per-view in front of fans.
Goodness.
Right, boys. I don't know. I will add in very quickly that Anthony Ogogo is also Cody Rhodes' student. And I think that might play a role into Cody maybe giving him a bit of a rub here. Also, way to be great Brits, Wrestle Talk. The world, Brits against Canada. Oh, let's pick the American to win.
Do you know how I am being like a Brit here? I don't think we're going to win. That is very exactly what a Brit would do. We would never back ourselves.
So does that mean then that because you're so being patriotic and up the UK, does that mean that you're also not going to win against us?
That's a pretty good theory. Wait, Pete.
What? Okay.
It's literally what I was talking about earlier, but that's okay.
Next match.
What's your next match?
The next match, we're coming down to the wire here. There's only a few left, and a few of these could go either way. But yeah. I'm pretty confident with the next one. I think Hangman Page comes out on top over Brian Cage.
Yeah.
In the fun match with the rhyming names.
I can get on board with that. Yeah.
Put Diamond Dallas Page and have it in a cage.
I think that's a smart choice.
Chucking Christian Cage.
The only thing that gives me pause and to basically like being celebrating the fact that we have got Brian Cage is that this could just be another way to delay that Hangman Page return to the top of the rankings. Because if like he gets the win, then we're back to where he was a couple of weeks ago, back at the top, not winning that title shot. And I wonder if you want to delay that even further, so giving Cage the win here.
Yes. However, if you have him become the next like top ranked guy, the winner of the Battle Royal will still get the title match before him. So even if this is going to be the next title program, and if you have Kenny and Hangman Page possibly at All Out or another pay-per-view or big event, you've still got the Casino Battle Royal winner to get through first. And that'll at least extend this for at least a month. So I think Hangman Page is a pretty solid choice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's who I'm going to be picking in Wrestle League. So I think that's a very smart choice on your part.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
This episode of the WrestleTalk podcast is brought to you by the good folk over at manscaped.com.
One of the most painful things in life for us blokey blokes is pulling a hair out of our nose with tweezers.
No joke, I did it the other night while watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer, though I did it with my fingers because I'm a man and I really wish I hadn't because it really hurt. And then I felt sad and I was unable to enjoy Willow's traumatic journey to becoming Dark Willow.
Oh God, you're an idiot.
I am?
Because you should have used Manscaped's Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Trimmer, a trimmer they've spent over a year developing, reinventing the traditional nose trimmer into something way more effective. A 9,000 RPM motor, 360-degree rotary dual blade system, contoured 23-degree angle, water-resistant tech, and a lithium-ion battery that lasts so long I've had mine for 6 months and have yet to charge it.
So start off your 2021 right by upgrading your Manscaped routine to include the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Trimmer, and you can get 20% off with free international shipping by using our promo code WTTV at manscaped.com. That's manscaped.com with the promo code WTTV to get 20% off and free international shipping.
Thanks, Manscaped, for making me a better man.
And thanks for letting me enjoy Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Davis, what are you feeling confident about next?
There's the last three matches here, of course. The Stadium Stampede, Casino Battle Royal, which is a nightmare to pick, and Bucks versus Moxie and Kingston. I think they're all equally difficult to pick. I was looking at the odds, and both the Stadium Stampede and Bucks versus Moxie and Kingston matches are evens from the bookies. So, I mean, I think the Pinnacle are going to win.
Okay, so you want to go with Pinnacle for Stadium Stampede?
I feel like in a circle breakup.
Yeah, the stipulation for this match is that if the Pinnacle win, Inner Circle have to break up forever.
I think that's time. I think Santana and Ortiz need to be unleashed from the faction. I think Sammy also can do his own thing. He's got nothing more to do. He's turned face. I think Jericho can go away for a bit, maybe sell an injury. I don't know what Hager does. Well, I don't know what Hager does in all of this.
Jericho is going on tour with Fozzy. So this could be a way to get him off TV and to get the group off TV and then have Jericho return for the MJF singles match at All Out. Yeah. What do you think, boys?
Yeah, this is a really close one to call, honestly, because I could totally see them doing the Inner Circle gets the win back after losing at Blood and Guts, and they could just win, because I don't know how all the reports have been saying that this isn't going to be quite the wacky match that it was last year. If there is that kind of element of more loose kind of comedy to it, then I think that plays into Inner Circle's strengths, and they would be better to... I don't think it would harm Pinnacle as much if Inner Circle did win, if it was a bit more of a wacky comedy match. But if they're not doing that, then I'm leaning more towards Pinnacle, but it genuinely could go either way. So I'm okay with having Inner Circle here.
I agree. Well, I think there's a number of things that could go into this match in particular, because we had Blood and Guts, which I think will be looked at as a more important match than this. Of course, I could be wrong, but if you want to have the Inner Circle get at least something out of this feud, this would be the only time I think they could get a win, because I don't think that Jericho is going to beat MJF in their eventual singles match. And I don't think, obviously, now we've seen Blood and Guts go the way of the Pinnacle. So if you're going to give the Inner Circle anything, this may not be a comedy match like last year's Stadium Stampede, but this will definitely, like, it's going to be a match in a football field. At least to start, like, this is going to be the wackier of the matches that they have. So if you're going to have the Inner Circle win, it's going to be here.
I think they're going to do a big injury spot for Jericho. I think, like, as you were saying, Ollie, on the AEW review, him saying, like, you're going to have to kill us. I think they're going to do a big time angle to finish this off.
Do you mean a big injury spot, like being pushed off the cage? onto the ramp, kind of like that.
He wasn't a ramp.
Pete, he had his arm in a sling. Like, I don't know what more you want from him. Do you want him to actually fall onto actual steel, Pete? Is that what you want? You fans are the worst.
You sicko.
You sick. Before we get into your final choice there, let's read some of the hyper chats that we've had through. The Mikey Kale says, Lost Intangibles were screwed on Quizlemania. Isn't it odd that Stephen Larson got the correct answer at the very last possible opportunity and Adam didn't bring up the PNG of the correct answer? It was a screw job orchestrated by Adam. In fairness, no one had a PNG.
Yeah.
I know, and it's weird.
Right?
Gillian Hall. Charles Burke said, Ollie, do you know why I never once called you Mr. Davis? Do you know why I shared my perfect pancake recipe with you? Well, I'll tell you why. Because I always believed you were a good man who lost his way. Pint and Tempsticle shat the bed yesterday. Kingdom Fart OG said, to whichever team loses, you won't actually be losers if you do one of the following. Steal the other team's hat and coat. Watch the other team on the ramp slip on the apron on a backstage monitor or celebrate as you walk to the back. Jay Gupta says, Ollie and Luke, you think your fist bumps are a face turn? You dastardly heels intentionally psyched out poor Pete and Tempest in Quizlemania's last round. LIW will have their revenge by claiming victory at Double or Nothing. In fairness, Jay, they psyched themselves out by taking half an hour to do each question.
I'll tell you what, though. I can't believe that you guys were sitting there, like, actively attempting to distract and talk about absolute nonsense, and then were complaining when I didn't have an answer because I'd just been distracted by you guys. It was the worst.
I mean, you just need to focus, mate.
Do you remember when we did Quizlemanias before and people were trying to distract you? You'd literally be sitting there going, shut up. All the time.
Yeah.
Do you remember
exactly,
that?
Exactly. Yeah. I got worked. Stephen Guzman said, watch Quizlemania last night. And man, Ollie sure does love Cody. And he thinks they're faces. They're actually heels. LIW for life. Win it, boys. Big hype for Double or Nothing. Jesus Christ continues to give Miro every advantage in life. Bacon Rasher says, hi, lads. Can't watch today as I'm catching up on Quizlemania. I had my first COVID jab, but I wanted to show my support to Lost in Jobables to Wrestle Talk and say, Ollie, the Davis. I'm full of rage due to no cage, page, cage last night. Jam that intangible. RG said, hey, lads. I wish I could be at Double or Nothing alongside with you on Sunday, but I'll be there in the crowd. Last time I was in the crowd was when I was 9 years old and I saw Kane versus Sheamus in a steel cage in a house show when I was now 19. Hope you have a great time. Jam that jam. And last one for now, Arpi Degnan says, hey gang, hope you're all well. Is Cody setting up for a delusional heel run? I don't know why, but seeing him call himself the new American dream despite the privilege he's had just gets my blood boiling, even if it was his father's gimmick. Arpi Degnan, they did a focus group and the focus group said it was good.
Who is the focus group? The other trainees people at the Nightmare Factory?
Brandy.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's see. Okay, you've got your pick here. What pick do you want to have, boys?
So we've got the Battle Royal and the Tag Match. So probably the Tag Match, right? Because the Battle Royal is super difficult to predict.
Is it? Pete, I'm going to make an executive decision here.
Okay, I trust you.
I think we go Christian Cage to win the Battle Royal.
Okay.
I think that's the next prediction we make over the tag team title match. Christian Cage becomes the next number one contender for the AEW World Championship, and we have that match with Kenny Omega, if Kenny Omega retains, fingers crossed, that we have been building up for since Revolution. I think it just makes all the most sense of any person that could have won this Battle Royal. I think it's going to be Christian.
Okay.
You guys.
Outwork everyone.
TBA. TBA, man, the Joker.
Really?
Don't forget the Joker. TBA.
Never bet against TBA.
Never bet against TBA. Like, never bet against the unannounced person. I think Cage is a real smart choice. And like, I'll be honest, I may even go for Cage in my Wrestle League predictions, but I'm quite happy to have TBA here, man. I think like there's a great shout that it could be a massive surprise. And that massive surprise is the one that gets the win here.
I would be surprised because in general, there might be a couple of exceptions here, but in general, in AEW's history, their TBAs in their big battle royals and things haven't been the big kind of blow away, like, oh my God, it's this person kind of thing announcements. They've been like, you know, Matt Sydal. And I think Brian Cage is the only one that came in that won the thing.
And Hangman Page was the TBA at the first Double or Nothing to win the Casino Battle Royale.
Mm-hmm. It's a fair point.
Mercedes Martinez did not win when she was the Joker, however.
Yeah.
If only there was like a recently released WWE star who's kind of in a feud with Kenny Omega down in AAA. Like an Andrade.
Right. Anyway. In which case then, Davis, that means that you and I have got the tag match to end things off.
Good luck.
Where's the graphic? Got the graphic here. The Young Bucks versus John Moxley and Eddie Kingston. I am leaning towards the Bucks, but I am happy to be talked out of that because I am so unsure.
No. I'm gonna put my foot down on this one. I think it's the Bucks. I'm surprised that people think it's Kingston and Moxley. I think the Bucks are part of the Super Elite storyline. Give them all the gold. They still feel early in their run. I guess actually they've had the belts for a while since Full Gear.
Yeah.
Actually that's that point doesn't stand. But I feel like
it was so early in the Elite storyline.
Yeah. I feel like Mox and Kingston, this wasn't the plan. Moxie was meant to be written out after February's exploding barbed wire death match. This is a very thankful extra bit we're getting. And I think now Moxie gets written off for the time off we all presumed he'd be having for his and Renee's first child. So I'm even though the odds are evens for this, for me, it's quite comfortably Bucks.
Yeah, man, there was just part of me that thought maybe they'll put the belt on Moxley and Kingston. But as I said, like Bucks was my pick first, like outright. So I'm very happy for us to stick with the Bucks on that one. But you boys have got Moxley and Kingston. What do you make of that?
Pretty happy with it.
Yeah. I think if it's me, I think for Wrestle League, I'll be picking the Bucks. But it is genuinely very close between the two because I could genuinely see it going either way. For this, I'm not mad. We've got Mox and Kingston, put it that way, because it could be either.
Looking at this card, at least how we've predicted it, we've predicted a lot of heel wins. So this to me could be one of the matches where we get a big babyface championship win. Because otherwise, we had Omega winning, we had Miro retaining, we had Britt Baker winning. That's just about all the other big, important AEW championship matches. So if you've got this match to have Mox and Kingston, they may not get a long run with the belts, but I think this is a really good way to keep Jon Moxley near the top of the card without being in the AEW World Championship picture, because he was in that picture for a long time. So I kind of like it. I, again, may go Young Bucks in Wrestle League, but I don't think we can go wrong with a Mox Kingston pick at the possibly last match to pick from here. That's a pretty good last prediction.
So we're going to have a tie break as well, just in case we are even Stevens. So we are going to predict who the TBA is for the Casino Battle Royale, because there are 10 matches on the card. We don't want to end this with 5-on-5. So we just picked for the Bucks. Excuse me. We just picked for the Bucks match. So we will allow you lads to pick first for who you think TBA is going to be in the Battle Royale.
Well, I think, going off what I was saying before, I don't think it's going to be an Andrade, a Daniel Bryan, a huge, big blow-off superstar, big name. I don't see that happening personally. I don't know who it's going to be, but I don't think it's going to be someone massive.
Well, we need to make a prediction, Pete. So you may not know who it's going to be, but we need to at least guess.
What are you thinking?
I think there's a few people that it could be. I agree. I don't think it's going to be a massive name. I don't think this is CM Punk to AEW confirmed by any means.
Tempest, I don't... are you saying it's definitely going to be CM Punk then?
Future Hall of Famer CM Punk. I think it could be Chris Hero, but I'm more inclined to go with a topical choice. I think it might be Nick Gage.
Oh, that's such a good pick. That's a really good fun. Pick.
That's really fun.
That's a great pick.
Yeah, I like Chris Hero.
Why not?
Davis, yeah, that does give us Chris Hero, but I think we stick with what you said earlier.
Yeah, I think Andrade. My heart says Chris Hero. My brain says Andrade. So, because Andrade and Omega are challenging for the AAA Mega Championship, mm-hmm. I think it'd be nice to have another match over the AEW title as well on US soil. But then you would kind of have you would have Omega win both. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Potentially a good idea. Yeah, so stick with Andrade, though, definitely.
Andrade, very, very happy with that. Well, that is our AEW Double or Nothing. Sorry, Peter, do you have something you wanted to add, mate?
Just because we've mentioned it a couple of times, I don't know whether we wanted to explain to people what Wrestle League actually is, as we've mentioned it a couple of times.
Pete, actually, Pete, have you had fun doing this?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed tagging alongside Tempest. It's been very fun, yeah.
No, but but have you had fun making predictions?
Making predictions is always fun.
Ollie, did you have fun making predictions?
So much fun.
Tempest, how about you?
First time actually making proper predictions like this. I'm very, very excited. That was a ton of fun.
So much fun. If only everyone could have this level of fun, but they can. Why don't you tell them about it?
What a segue.
So if you go over to WrestleTalk's Patreon page, patreon.com/WrestleTalk, you can join in at Wrestle League. All you have to do is pledge $5 a month or more, and you can get access to Wrestle League, where you predict against not only all of us, but all of the other pledge hammers over on Patreon. So you can get in all your predictions for Double or Nothing and every single show we do. We're currently in the middle of season 10 that goes all the way up to SummerSlam. And then we'll be starting season 11 at SummerSlam as well. If you finish in first place in the entire season, you get £100 gift card to WrestleShop.com. Think of all the intangibles merch that you could buy with that. That's a lot of t-shirts. And you can also get to see where all of us guys in the WrestleTalk office stand, because obviously whoever finishes last has to do Wrestle League music video punishments. Also, that's something we should mention about Double or Nothing this weekend. Because the team that loses has to do the Wrestle League music video punishment, right?
What?
Yeah. Yep.
Huh. It was for the
That's
what you traded for the championship number one contender shot.
Okay. Well, but do you know what? But do you know what, Davis? I'm not worried. I'm not worried at all. Absolutely not worried. We will not be doing that music video punishment. It'll be these two dingbats, as it should be. And you and I are going to reign supreme. The WrestleTalk OGs. The Mega Jams. So, thank you all so much for watching this edition of the WrestleTalk podcast. Please do subscribe if you haven't already. We are nearing 50,000 subscribers. And when we hit that target, we're going to do a live 10-hour plus mega stream of watching all the Attitude Era WrestleManias back to back, which is 14 through to 17. It's going to be a wonderful time. We would love to hang out with you and do that. So please do subscribe if you haven't already, and click the videos on screen to catch up with other WrestleTalk things. Don't follow these two idiots on Twitter, but do follow us. I've been Luke Cohen. That has been my best friend, Ollie Davis. And that was Pete and Tempest. Fist me, bro. Take us home, Rich. And we are going to fist.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.